The Kingdom of Morocco aligns itself with a statement which will be made by Iraq on behalf of the League of Arab States, as well as that made by Indonesia on behalf of the non-aligned movement, and would like to make some comments in a national capacity. Nuclear weapons are not a guarantee for security or an assurance of stability, either regionally or internationally, whilst the horrific humanitarian and environmental consequences of their use go beyond national boundaries. And this is why every state has the right and even the duty to demand the elimination of these uniquely destructive arms. In this spirit, the delegation of Morocco would like to recall that the NPT aims not only to prevent the proliferation of nuclear weapons, but especially to achieve nuclear disarmament as stipulated by Article 6 of the treaty, which calls upon states' parties to pursue negotiations in good faith on effective measures relating to cessation of the nuclear arms race at an early date and to nuclear disarmament. Mr. Chairman, the humanitarian consequences of the use of nuclear weapons are undeniable, and the idea of the catastrophic humanitarian impact of these weapons should mobilize us all to take concrete measures with a view to fully eliminating them. During the NPT conference in 2000, the nuclear weapon states had taken up an unequivocal undertaking to accomplish the total elimination of their nuclear weapons, leading to nuclear disarmament, in a plan of action of 13 steps. It took 10 years for these same nuclear weapon states to reiterate their commitment in a plan of 64 actions to achieve full nuclear disarmament, which is also general and verifiable. Though some actions were undertaken in this framework, this general aim was not achieved. Indeed, we must note the absence of the key players in the framework of the negotiation of a legally binding instrument aiming to prohibit nuclear weapons. And this leads to a number of legitimate concerns amongst the international community as a whole. Moreover, despite the highlighting by three NPT review conferences and the UN General Assembly of the need to negotiate an international legally binding instrument on fissile materials for the production of nuclear weapons, it is regrettable to note that discussions on this treaty have not yet taken place within the CD and that no tangible headway has been made or appears to be ahead in the future. Morocco is of the view that the international community should begin negotiating a universal, non-discriminatory, and verifiable treaty prohibiting the production of fissile material for the production of nuclear weapons and other nuclear explosive devices, in keeping with the report of the Special Coordinator, CD 1299, and with the mandate therein, all the more so since the negotiation of this treaty was one of the 13 steps agreed to by the states party to the treaty during the 2000 review conference. It was also included in Action 15 of the Plan of Action of the 2010 conference. We therefore hope that the CD will shortly resume its work and that in this context, we will be able to achieve in that area and capitalize on the advances made within the high-level expert group on this treaty. The negotiation of this treaty, taking into account existing fissile stocks, would effectively contribute to nuclear disarmament and to the strengthening of the non-proliferation regime as well. Mr. Chairman, the delegation of Morocco would like to reiterate the urgent need to see the entry into force of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. We will not be able to make any headway towards disarmament and non-proliferation unless there is a determination to proceed together and that it is unanimous. The entry into force of the CTBT and its universalization are key factors towards the NPT aims of disarmament, nuclear disarmament, and the total elimination of nuclear weapons. Morocco calls upon states which have not yet ratified the treaty to do so as early as possible, in particular, the states that possess nuclear weapons. Morocco continues to provide unwavering support to international efforts to promote the CTBT, and it encourages the Provisional Secretariat to pursue its awareness raising and training activities for experts from developing countries, in particular those of the African continent. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'd like to thank the distinguished representative of Morocco for his statement.